This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings. On this 28th day of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1447 in South Africa, we comment on the Islamic economic indicators. The Zakat Nisab is 14,000 rand. The Mahar of Fatimi is 36,000 rand. The Hanafi Mazhab, the minimum Mahar is 800 rand. The Malikis is 300 rand. And the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis, there is no minimum amount for the Mahar. A very warm welcome to the esteemed listener, Madkas Sahaba, online voice of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, simulcast on Sirius FM in the East Rand, as well as on Radio Al Ansar. Well, do remember for your questions via WhatsApp, if you're within the boundaries of South Africa, it is 084-786-3132. If you're out of South Africa, it's +27 84 786 3132. Mufti Saab's email is akhussain@gmail.com. The Twitter is @akhussain. The websites muftiakhussain.net, madrasasahaba.com, as well as daruliman.co.za. With that, we take this opportunity to welcome our esteemed Mufti Saab, the directors, sound engineers, and the esteemed listeners that have tuned into this afternoon's Q&A program, brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallah khairan for joining us this afternoon.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Hafiz Wadi and the engineers. Jazakallahu khairan to Brother Dawood Monli, Bilal, Yusuf Asmal, and our brother here in front of me, Lucky. Thank you very much.
Jazakallah khairan for that. Muntisa, what's the latest update on the genocide that's taking place in Gaza?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We all are aware that today is the 28th of Rabi'ul Awwal, hence tomorrow night, Monday evening after Maghrib, we should scan the sky. It's 50-50%. It might be sighted, the new crescent, or it might not be sighted. Here we're speaking about South Africa and so forth. So if it is sighted, it will usher in the month of Rabi'ul Akhir. Tuesday will be the first. And if the new moon and crescent is not sighted, then Wednesday will be the first of Rabiul Akhir. The first of Rabiul Akhir will be Wednesday. If the moon is not sighted, tomorrow night that is. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us give you what is mentioned here in the Haaretz newspaper. Israel at war, day 716. Netanyahu's vision for Israel's future is not Sparta, it's something worse. You see that in every field they are failing, militarily, politically, and socially, internationally. It's a pariah, apartheid, Nazi terrorist regime led by BB. Do you know what BB means? BB means a harami. So when a child is illegitimate, you call him a harami child. But the harami illegitimate is too good a word, so we'll call him a B, a big B. So therefore, BB and all those who follow him, also his army and stooges, are also haramis as well. Gaza Health Ministry, 71 Palestinians killed, 304 wounded by IDF fire in past 24 hours. Scotland's First Minister called for more UK sanctions on Israel. EU's von der Leyen defense proposed sanctions on Israel. 10 IDF soldiers lightly injured in military vehicle accident in northern Gaza. Listen to that carefully. 10 IDF soldiers lightly injured. When they say lightly, you must remember it might be serious and critical as well. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. We have no empathy, sympathy for the Jutlas in any part of the world who support Israel. If they go to hell, we say go to riddance to you. Akhuya Jwat as a Dwaya Jwat. You see that? Ye Aswa Seinach next was a Jwat. Now you, many of you, especially in Durban, Natal, you never learned Afrikaans, or the little you learned, you forgot. They say in Afrikaans, our Bura teachers used to teach us. You know, we had some white teachers also, and we had some Burkis also as our neighbors and so forth afterwards. So they would say, a Khuya Jwad is a Dwaya Jwad. So a good Jew is a dead Jew. And they would tell us that what it is, that the Aswa Sayyidach Nitz was a Jwad. You are stingy just like a Jew. So that is... Two rockets fired from Gaza at Israel, one intercepted, one falls in open area. So now it's coming to 2 years, and they said they are going to finish up Hamas. They said they're going to occupy Gaza, but our Mujahideen are still firing. So inshallah, Allahumma saddid ramyahum. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin al-mal'unin al-mustawtinin wa man wa'alahum. Ya Allah, you punish the Jutlas and the settlers and whoever else is with them, America and Britain and whoever else, India and all those Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, traitors and so forth. Despite Netanyahu's abandonment, world isn't ready to burn bridges with Israel. Remember, but the social international boycott has started already, and it is already paying dividends. If you're a true Muslim, I want to pose one question. I think 20, 30 people today, I sat for 2 hours this morning, and I answered all the questions you sent on all my phones with Allah's help, you see. Whatever you sent to me, that I answered everything before Zohar with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, because I was traveling and so forth. Allah Ta'ala reward the Parker family, Masood Parker, Zubair Parker, their honorable father, by Haji Amir Parker, they in Khrobless Wap, where they see the moon and so forth. And then another Parker family, they in Uppington, and that is Hafiz Abdul Jalil Parker, his son Afif and family. Allah reward them all, mashallah, they made our stay very, very comfortable there. So the point I want to make here is this, it's very strange, you know, that we Muslims are seeing, pay attention to the words I'm saying, we're seeing more blood being spilled there in Gaza al-Mubarakah than water, but we cannot make a small sacrifice. About 20, 30 plus people sent me the message that ABC family, ABC business enterprise and so forth, they had a big sale or anniversary or whatever, and they're promoting Coke one way. It's a shame and disgrace to do that, remember that. That Coke I stopped drinking for past 20, 30 years, you must remember that. One day, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq, they say, sir, challenge the Coke company, sue us. Sue us, we're ready for you if you don't have any alcohol at all in your Coke. You see that? 0.011, whatever it is. So they can't sue. So Muslim, Muslimah, where is your ghairat? Where is your iman? Where is your haya, your self-respect? They are massacring, slaughtering our babies, toddlers, children, men, women there, and you go and support Coke, and you advertise it, and so forth. You're a bare sharam and a bare ghairat person, kain and mankan, whoever it is. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any country. The truth must be said and the truth must be followed. That is Islam. Islam stands for social justice. Remember that. If you're a rich man and that we keep quiet, then you can try with other Maulvis and so forth, Mufatiyas. With us, you won't come right, inshallah. So it's an absolute shame and disgrace. We say you should not be even selling it and buying it and drinking it. Show that your iman where it is and your allegiance where it is. If the occupation doesn't buoy the Israel security, it endangers it. Meaning that everything is going zigzag for Israel, the haramis and so on. What Israel is doing in the name of the Jewish people is a desecration. Who wrote that? Peter Beinart. You see that? So that is all going on. Let's go now to the articles and say, UK to recognize Palestine and state on Sunday as hostage families urge the delay. So, but they, Britain, we will never forgive them. They took the Palestinian land, which does not belong to them, and they are the ones who gave it to the Israelis without consulting the Palestinians. So we must not tell them that you only recognize Palestine, but you have to pay reparations for the 78-80 years, which you cause harm to the Palestinians, because you, just like America, are war criminals and accomplices in this genocide. So we must be very clear. I like the words Mahdi Hassan used, you see, at the Wembley Stadium and so forth. He said, you cannot bomb the truth. Mahdi Hassan is a great journalist, but he's a Shia. Remember that, non-Muslim, as far as his beliefs go. But remember that, as far as his journalism goes, we must give him credit. He says, you cannot bomb the truth. South Africa apartheid, how many bombs they threw? But all the truths had to resurface and come out and so forth and so on. So let's go on now and see you the news, what is mentioned here and so forth, you see. So yeah, I'm reading to you the first article, they got the Sparta, a cartoon. Keep going until you reach Europe. Go back and go get us back into Eurovision. So that is he, Netanyahu Bibi, the war criminal and the harami, biggest harami, is telling his army guys. So inshallah, they will be kicked out of Eurovision, they'll be kicked out of the World Cup, they'll be kicked out of FIFA, they'll be kicked out from many places, inshallah. Haaretz editorial, instead of endlessly trying to explain itself to the world, Israel must start listening. Listening, you're an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, guilty of genocide, guilty of ethnic cleansing, guilty of crimes against humanity, hence you must be sent to jail, you haramis, the entire cabinet who are supporting Netanyahu. We must decide which post-October 7 Jewish story to write in the Book of Life. From the Nakba to October 7, the shift in Israeli-Palestinian narrative. The more deranged Netanyahu becomes, the more his political opposition fades. You must remember that. You must be like Taliban, you see. Taliban sent a message to him, to Trump. Say, Trump, you want to take over the Bagram, for instance, air base and so forth. Come. We are ready for you. We're ready to take on America for another 20 years. Which harami from America will come? So our Taliban, our Mujahideen defeated them. And remember, after 3-4 presidents, still Taliban came into power. And now Russia are cutting deals with them. China are cutting deals with them. Many countries are cutting deals with them. So therefore, don't try and intimidate them. You know that your army, half of them are lesbian, the other half might be, you understand, homosexual, and your brains are also half. You know that, Trump. You say your reputation is getting damaged, so more people must be charged there in America. But you are a pedophile, you are a rapist, and you are a criminal and a felon. 34 charges you were found guilty. So what reputation are you talking about? If you had any common sense, you should release all the Epstein files and not threaten people and so forth and so on. And last bit of news, which I found amusing today, you see that, when I was going for Salat, then I heard the news, they said that Helen Zeller has made her intention, and she's part of the elections for next year, 2026. All the political posturing is going on. She will be standing as a mayoral candidate on behalf of the DA, obviously, for Johannesburg, because ANC and these other parties, Mickey Mouse parties, and also Al Jamaa and us and all that, made a big mess. You know, once upon a time, they had a Maulana as a mayor. He never saw so much money in his life. So anyway, all this was the Mickey Mouse politics of South Africa. So she will be coming. Understand? I told you 20 years ago already to vote for DA. Absolutely haram. We got nothing to do with them. And we must name them, shame them. But I personally never ever voted ANC, DA or EFF. Chalo Haf Sahab, let's fire up, inshallah.
We see Jazakallah Khairan, Chief Mufti Sahab, for the latest in the news, views, and so on. Continuing with the, or starting off with the Q&A program. Mufti Sahab, when did the birth of Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullah Ali, take place as well as the demise?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Piran-e-Pir Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani's Mazar Mubarak is in Baghdad. I visited it several times. When we were there for 6 days, we stayed in Funduq al-Rashid, the best hotel at that time in the whole of Iraq. It was in 2000, and Allah Ta'ala reward the flyover group. They arranged that group so we could go, mashallah. We visited 5 countries that time, you know. We went to Palestine, Jordan, Syria, Iraq, and Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. So wonderful trip it was. Allah Ta'ala Qabool for my. So when was he, that is Milad Mubarak, when did it take place of Hazrat Piran Peer Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwarallahu Marqadahu? First of Ramadan in the year 470 was his Milad Mubarak, auspicious birth. And in 561, on the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir, he passes away and his demise takes place. He passed away at the ripe old age of 91. Imagine that. And you must remember that he was known as Piran-e-Pir, the big sheikh of his time and so forth. Whenever I used to go to his Mazar Mubarak, Qabar Mubarak, I used to think, your name, Sheikh, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, my name was Abdul Qadir. My parents say, Vanto Pirai, Vanto Pir, Jo Nalo Pakke, Kapyo Kapye, you see that? We must keep one son's name, Abdul Qadir Sahib, named after him. He, Hazrat Piran-e-Pir, pastor, was born in Ramadan. I also was born in Ramadan. So we're giving you some things there. You see, you draw your own conclusions. And I used to always think of his one kalam in Hunyatul Talibin. Wonderful. وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. How many kafan and shrouds are being washed every day? But the person going into that coffin and shroud is so busy in the mall, in the market and bazaar, as though as they're going to live forever. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. How many qabar and graves are being dug daily? But the person, me and you, who one day will go to the grave, death will overtake us. We are deceived with the occasions of joy and happiness. Today I just bought my new car. Today I hit my first million and first billion. And today my daughter just got fixed and so forth. So these occasions of joy and happiness, they deceive us. وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَوْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بالسوق مشغول وكم من قبر محفور وصاحبه بالسرور مغرور وكم من فم ضاحك وهو عن قريب هالك. He has a Piran. I read it in front of him there in Baghdad. Remember that? I said, your kalam is too wonderful, Hazrat Piran Peer. Sheikh, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. How many a person is smiling today? My health is excellent. My wife is looking younger by the day. My children are excelling in their studies. And my business is flourishing. So it's what a person dreams about. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. But he just went out, accident, and everything finished. He became history. Go study philology. Go study the history of words. History. History. Now he's gone. He left the world. Now it is his story that we will learn, that what are the good points and so forth and so on. And for me and you, what are the good points and the useless points that we left behind. You see that? So these are the lessons we must learn every day. Follow Quran Sharif. Follow the Sunnah Muhammad Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Mubarak teaching. Follow the Ahlul Bayt, the teaching of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's household and family. And all the Sahaba we have to follow. And we follow the Awliyaullah. And in fiqh, in jurisprudence, and the Maslah Masail, we follow the 4 schools of thought. So that in a nutshell is Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Mufti Sahib, what is the status of those wanting to go for Hajj 2026? And many have already registered about a decade ago. What's the situation now, Mufti Sahib?
Okay, last night I had a special program, you understand, with Brother Suleiman Esop, and we addressed several issues. We will replay it today on Markaz Sahaba, insha'Allah al-Aziz, between 6 and 7 tonight. You understood that you can listen to it after Maghrib and so forth, so insha'Allah, so that's one. Three, four things you can take confirm. Sahuk is dead. The janaza salat, everything is read. You understand? Burial, everything. So they dead. They will try to resuscitate themselves and what have you, but they dead finish. I got nothing personal against them. But when you try and change your constitution, when you give three talaqs to the agents, and you want to have a monopoly on Hajj, that's the time we are going to become your enemy. Not because we don't like you, but because you are not doing something for the deen. You are doing something for your pocket and for power. So we are here for justice and the truth. We don't curry favor with anybody, alhamdulillah. Other radio stations, they will doctor the calls and all that. Sahuk, the boa haruche. Sahuk is very good. We don't do all this nonsense. I invited you 10 times. I told you, come on air. I will run the show. I will be the host. We will ask you the difficult questions. So number one, Sahuk is history gone. Born in 1995 and passed away in 2025, 30 years old and gone, finished in Pla. Where they gone, that Allah alone knows, right? So that's one story finished. Second story is this, all the agents unanimously agreed they're going to go the Nusuk group. So which agent must you contact is your choice. Whoever you have confidence in, you speak to them. They'll give you all the nitty-gritty and details and so forth. Regarding the waiting list, all that is all finished. It will be first come, first serve and so forth. Then the third thing will be the issue, the quota issue. Currently it shows 1,140, but it will go up. Our agents, they know how to play the game. They in this game 30, 40, 50 years, you understood? So you must remember that they will go to other countries and see and link up with the Hajj ministry that this country did not fulfill their quota, this one did not fulfill their quota. South Africa will fill it up in 1 week. You must remember that. If you tell South Africa unlimited, so they'll give you 10,000 Hajjis now, the rich guys and the others and so forth and so on. So, but the message to you, the rich guys, now here there's two, three things, and understand me properly. You say you want to perform Hajj for the pleasure of Allah. Ask yourself properly, is it not your ego and your desires and just to show off that you are performing the Hajj? Yes, that is in most cases. I won't say all, but most cases. Second, you got a Maulana friend, a Mufti friend, Hafizab friend. He performed Hajj 3-4 times. So he'll come to you and tell you, please give me now some money and I want to go for Hajj. What must you give this Mufatiya's Hajj? I'm asking you. You don't have to give them a cent. They made Hajj 3-4 times already. So you're not doing a service to Islam, you're doing a disservice to Islam. So all you are rich and influential, you know there are so many people, thousands of people waiting for 5-10 years and what have you in the queue. You see that? So now they have to perform their Hajj. But now Hajj is getting more and more expensive. You know this last year Hajj. So 2025 and there's 1446 Hajj and that how expensive. The guys pay 200,000-300,000 per person. I know of such people. So anyway, you must remember that. So try and help those or sponsor those who really want to go for Hajj. And now they were waiting in the queue. So that will be a great service of Islam for you rich people and so forth. I hope that we understand that. And you will get the greatest reward if you assist them more than you going to perform your 10th Hajj or 15th Hajj and so forth. Remember that is just to show off and just to show your ego and so forth. So that is why we need to be clear on that issue as well. Regarding who will go for Hajj, who won't go for Hajj this year, 1447. Even that Allah only knows. We are good to you for Rahman, the guest of Allah. If Allah wants you there, you will be there. Remember that. So keep on reading from today. Chapter 2, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, you show me and take me to the places of Umrah and Hajj, Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. But Medina Munawwara also be included, inshallah, and forgive us, ya Allah. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128, every day read 2 rakat salat. Don't look at your pocket too much. Look at the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Allah will be make the means for you. Read, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab. Ya Allah, you are the best of givers. Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah. Ya Allah, you remove the obstacles and you remove all the impediments and so forth and so on. So that will be my advice to you. You must remain positive in the mercy of Allah. Chapter 39, verse 53. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Speak to Allah. Chapter 7, verse 151. Wadkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, include us in your mercy, whilst you alone, exclusively, are the most merciful one to show mercy. Alhamdulillah, hadha min fadli rabbi, hadha rahmatun min rabbi. So I performed several hajj, Allah qabool for my Allah accepted, many umrahs, alhamdulillah, Allah qabool. But I used to look at the Baytullah and cry, Ya Allah, when will I go inside the Baytullah? Take me inside. It was a Sunday, I was going somewhere. And Hafiz Faisal Qasim of Malawi, Manjasago, you see, Hafizahullah, wonderful person. He said, Naro Ainjo Naro achieve your eye, your name is in the list, and my father will be going, you and my father will enter, inshallah. His father passed away, Haji Abdul Ghaffar. Mataya Allah Jannatul Firdaus in A'la Nasib for my in 2011. So if Allah wants, Allah will make the means available. I entered into the Kaaba Musharrafa on Saturday morning. Till Friday Maghrib time, I had nothing. So after Maghrib, then I saw 6 missed calls or 5 missed calls. So I realized. So then I asked, well, I phoned the number. He said, Aina anta ya Sheikh Abdul Qadir? They will make you feel guilty, these guys. So I said, I'm in the haram. He said, come here and all that. I got your stuff and so forth. You understood? So from Maghrib to Isha, he kept me there. We talk about the weather and talk about this and that. Nice few minutes left for Isha Adhan. He said, make dua. The way I cried, Ya Allah. Then he laughed, you know. He took out that pitaka. Pitaka to Duhul, boarding pass, to make you understand. Nice gold one, you see. So you must have that conviction. My Allah will take me there. You see that? I read Salat, there are 2 walls. I completed my Quran Sharif there. I still say, Ya Allah, there's 2 walls left. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. You take me inside again, Ya Rabbal Alameen. That is Allah. Learn to speak to Almighty Allah, Jalla Allah. Agents, all that are just by the way. They just are means, you must remember that. But Sahuk is gone, so you can read Inna lillahi wa inna rajoon if you want to. Okay.
Isab, what's going to be happening in Qatar?
So not what is going to be happening in Qatar. You must rephrase the question and ask what happened in Qatar. Qatar in the past, you must remember that. So you see, Qatar and them are multi-million, multi-billion, multi-trillion society. They're only 300,000, 400,000 maximum Qataris, but they got millions of expats. Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, all these guys working there. I haven't been there. The reason I never traveled on Qataria and never went there was they got a law in their plane, you can't stand and read. You see, I told them that if I can't stand and read, go fly a kite. I don't need your plane. That we want to stand and read Salat. So Emirates used to always allow us. So we used to fly, but now we don't fly with them also. They are the biggest ghaddar and traitors and murtads, remember that? Just like Saudi Arabia, the murtads and haramis and najdis and wahhabis. You got it clear? So this now I'm telling you 3 things. Number one, when the Arab summit was held in Doha, after Israel gave them a good threshing there and that they want to eliminate the Hamas leadership, but wa makaru wa makarallah, their plotting and planning did not work. Our Hamas leadership is still intact and they killed 5 people, you understand, or 6 people, so that they had nothing to do. They are murderers, the Israelis, you must remember that. Their whole history is in blood, remember. It's a fraudulent state, and you can see 6 times America vetoed the ceasefire, but they'll tell you they want peace. Whether it's Biden, whether it's Trump, whether it's Clinton, all bunch of haramis and all war criminals. You must be clear on all these issues here. So nevertheless, so then they gathered 57 Muslim countries, you see. What they did, they just condemned Israel. Can you believe that nothing else they could agree on? Now, this is where the interesting part comes. The Egyptian regime, not that they are some friends of Islam and Muslim, but they suggested to the conference, we must have a NATO-type thing. Attack on one is an attack on all. So we Arab countries all unite. And we say our militaries will come into action. If they attack Syria, we all must defend. If they attack Lebanon, they all must come into it. If they attack any other Arab country, so we all must be. Who said, who ran it down? It was a wonderful proposal if you have people of Iman and faith. But yeah, you're dealing with Munafiqeen and Murtadeen, hypocrites and non-Muslims who are just with Muslim names. Qatar said, no, we don't want that. And who else? Yes, you guessed it right, UAE. So what are you talking about, Iman and Islam and all this? These people want to remain the slaves of America and Israel and so forth, rather than becoming the slaves of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. I challenge you, show me any Arab leader today in the world. Show me any Muslim leader in any part of the world who has more izzat and honor than Yahya Sinwar. Nobody. We say Yahya Sinwar, Hafiz Ismail Haniya, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. They are our leaders. We take pride in that. You can put sanctions on them, everything. The world knows that Israel are the guilty party and they have committed all these crimes, not only from now past 2 years, for 78 years. That if you go, Hamas only came into existence in 87. From 46, 47, the Israeli, the Irgun gang, the Stern gang, the Haganah gang, the Heli gang, they were the biggest haramis, but our people don't read. They know nothing about Palestine and so forth. Just follow the Pied Piper. Majority Muslims are like that. So that is the indictment upon us. We must read and read and take on the jutlas and so forth and tell them, we will beat you with your own material, you haramis. You see that? So that is the lesson we must teach them.
We say Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. Time for a break. After the break, we continue with the Q&A program. Do remember, the Q&A is every Sunday from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m., Monday night 8 to 10 p.m. And then every morning from Monday to Saturday, there's also a Q&A session. But Mufti Sahib commences normally with the tafsir of Surah Al-Qamar. I think that's where Mufti Sahib is currently. That's followed by the news, views, interviews in the mornings. And thereafter, it's a Q&A around 5:20, 5:25, 5:30, around that particular time. We'll tell you more about that a little later.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies. Mufti Sahib, when a man marries a woman with minor children, what are the duties or the responsibilities of the stepfather towards those children, stepchildren?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Some breaking news. I'm sending it out now. A rocket fired from Gaza strikes a building occupied in Ashdod. They call it Ashdod. So you see, so mashallah, we made the dua. Allahumma saddid ramyahum. Ya Allah, let their missiles and rockets hit the targets. So alhamdulillah. So we have no sympathy, empathy for the jutlas, haramis. Remember that. They must clean up the whole of Israel and so forth and so on and take them to the cleaners. That the leader of the Israel, Beitunu, so are we having Dor Lieberman. 2 years after the outbreak of the war, Hamas is still firing rockets towards Israel. October 7th, government, you have failed in every field. That is one of the leaders of the opposition party. October 7th, government, meaning Bibi Netanyahu and his haramis, you have failed in every field. You see that? Okay, just to put things into perspective properly, you must remember that. So, to put things, you must remember, into proper perspective, tomorrow 4:30 will be Azan, okay? So we had Azan, Fajr time, 4:45, but now you know we're entering summer and so forth. So 4:30 from tomorrow, Hafiz Wadi, Junaid Mota. So you make sure that 4:30 Azan goes, and I'll come down at around 25 to 5 or so forth, and then we'll start the program, because Salat is getting earlier and earlier by us as well. Second one will be that every day we should know that the death is going nearer and nearer. Today we say 28th Rabiul Awal, tomorrow 29th Rabiul Awal. If the crescent is sighted, then it's Rabiul Akhir. If it's not sighted, then Wednesday. But what does that mean? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu and the grand mufti of the Sahaba. Listen to his words. Maghrib time, his face would become somber. His students asked, "Oh, Ustaji, ya Fadilat al-Shaykh, what's happening?" He said, "Naqasa fihi ajali, wa lam yazid fihi amali." My lifespan is getting shorter and shorter and decreasing, whilst my righteous deeds and good actions are not increasing. O Muslim, O Muslimah, that is the lesson we must learn. Remember that we're definitely going to leave this world. Kullu nafsin dhaiqatul maut. Okay, let's answer the questions now. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I just make myself, it won't happen inshallah, but just, so I get married, you must remember, to a lady who has children, you understand, from her previous husband. He passed away or he divorced her and what have you. So what are my rights over the stepchildren? Nothing. So remember that I have no authority over them. They are daughters there, my stepchildren. So remember, once I consummate the marriage with that mother of theirs, then I become their mahram. So that will happen, the Quran says, وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِي فِي حُجُورِكُم مِّن نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِي دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنْ. That once you, the husband, consummated the marriage with your wife, and that lady has daughters, you understood, young or old, whatever the case might be, after you consummated the marriage with their mother, so then you become those girls, those daughters, mahram. So that's one issue. Second issue, let's say now it's time to get married, 17, 18, 20 years old, for example. So in a case like that, I am not the wali. Still the biological father will be the guardian, and he must give permission and so forth. Not me, I don't feature anywhere. Whatever I do for those sons or daughters, stepchildren, is just tabarru, it's just ihsan, I'm doing a favor. It's not compulsory upon me, it's compulsory upon the biological father. I die, the wife will inherit, the stepchildren don't inherit. And yes, I could bequeath for them, that is my prerogative, if I want to. I like them and so forth, but I know they're not my children, so that is not compulsory. It's mustahab, it's be good if you want to do it, but not compulsory. So once you get married, then you must remember that you, the stepfather, whatever you are doing for your stepchildren, is just min babil ihsan, you're just doing a favor. Now while discussing that, another issue crops up. So now I have my sons from my marriage. Wife passed away, whatever. Now I get married to you and you got your daughters. So yes, I will become the mahram for your daughters after I consummate the marriage with you. But your daughters and my sons, that son or sons, parda, hijab, segregation between the two is compulsory. Therefore, your brother should be thinking properly, just get married and pack your rifle here and there and all that, you see. Then you don't think of these issues. We just keep them all together. It's all haram, all these things there. They are strangers to one another. My sons and your daughters are strangers to one another. They can get married and so forth. So we must be clear on all these type of issues.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to give zakat to a person to pay off his debts, which are haram debts?
People today are drowning in overdraft. People have taken bonds and what have you, and they'll be keep on paying it for 20, 30 years. Now you want to give them zakat, it's haram debt. You can give zakat to people who are in debt, but the debt itself must be a permissible debt. Not the guy is owing the brothel and the escort agency, he's owing the casino, he's owing the banks and so forth. So to give people like that zakat money is not permissible. They want to lead a life of luxury, but all with the bank money. So this brother there, Hafiz, you understand, Abdul Jalil Parker, in there, Uppington, he took us to his house, you see, Friday, after the Jummah and all. So I asked his son, "What's your name?" He said, "Afif." Now his father is driving a Chery, you see. I said, "You like Chery?" So the son started looking at me. I said, "You see, you're going to grow up, and then you're going to look for cherries. And thereafter, that you're going to drive a cherry. and then you'll be eating strawberry cherries. So the whole life works around cherry, cherry business. You see that? Half the time, three-quarter time, all this haram business it is. So our people today, you see smart, smart cars, palatial homes, all that. But 80%, 70% of them are dealing with the bank and that. And then when things turn sour, they want to look for zakat. You must sell all your assets and pay all your debts. You can't be sitting there, standing in your lap of luxury and want to collect zakat and so forth. All haram, that not permissible.
Sahib, when it comes to the building of masajid, where should one actually be building these masajids? Where's the greatest need for this?
Remember, here there are three issues. Anything you want to solve, anything you want to do, we are Muslims. Muslim means a person who submitted, surrendered himself or herself lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. To him, Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And remember, we must be loyal to them at all times, all places, all circumstances. So he, the Master, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, the time will come, this is a prophecy, right? So, لا تقوم مساعة, قيامت will not come, حتى يدباها الناس في المساجد. That people will show off with their masajid, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustan Ahmad, various compilations. Go to Durban and go see the masajid, 40, 50, 60, 70 million. Come here to Lens and see another masjid being built. So remember, what is the need for that? Just to show off. مجھے پتیل بننا ہے, مجھے چودری بننا ہے, مجھے متولی بننا ہے. I want to become a trustee. I want to become a big shot. Your name is Patel and Desai is all Hindu names, all that, you know that. So there in India, they say, Me Patel who? So Me Patel who? I'm like the mayor of the town and all this type of thing. So Mater, all that, all Hindu names, all that, not Muslim names, all that. But because it got so famous, so we start thinking, it's not a Muslim name, all Hindu names. That. So there's Patel and all that. So that's what we are doing. We build our 2 kilometers away, 3 kilometers, build another masjid, build double story, triple, for what? Then masjids are never full, maybe Friday, maybe Ramadan. So for what are you building? Just to show off. Me, I will tell people they must never contribute to your masjid because it is just waste of time and tabzir. Quran says that. Remember chapter 17, verse 27, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. People who go and squander their wealth in things that you don't need, in haram things. So it's just to show off. So remember, they become brothers of Satan and Shaitan and Lucifer. Wherever you build masjid, I give you. We just come back now from where? Uppington. Wednesday we left, yesterday we came back. Allah reward my brother Haji Hafiz Ahmad Abdi Hafizahullah from Somaliland. You see, first time in his life he went there. I've been there once before, you see, Uppington and all these places in 2019. Now let me give you the statistics. So the first place we went to from the airport was Khroblerswerp. They don't have a masjid there. And they got one small musalla there, and they don't even have a low toilet there, eastern pen. So I told them, but this is how it's done. It's not permissible, this. So me, I hate all this western pen and high pen. It's compulsory upon you that you must put up a... So that is there the scenario. Although the Muslims are few there, but if you put up a masjid there, proper, no bribery, all that, get it rezoned. They don't even have a graveyard there. So remember that, I told them, it's wajib, compulsive upon you to arrange a graveyard. People die, where must they go? So you must remember, so this. You go there to Uppington. Uppington is a big population of Muslim. Jumma time when I deliver the lecture, to deliver the khutbah, you can see how many men there are there, then their wives and children and grandchildren and so forth. So it is an increasing population. They got one masjid, but they told me after Jummah I wanted to use the toilet. 3 doors they got there, one steel door, one wooden door, then another door, not one door closes. So you want to spend your money? Go to such places. Go put up a nice masjid. Go put up a, out there, you must remember this, ablution block, wuzu khana. go and put up nice, decent toilets and all these type of things. I'm not saying you mustn't put up high toilets. I'm saying you put up 1, 2, 3 high toilets, but put up 10 poor eastern toilets, low-paying toilets, and so forth. That is what a masjid needs. And everyone is usable, not that now, not one locks and all these type of things. It's a shame and disgrace. So you must remember this. Then I had a program there. It is another place there. The Bangladesh community, they build their own musalla and so forth. So then before Maghrib Salat, I said, let me go there to make wuzu, fresh wuzu, toilet. I went there, they also same thing. You must remember that the toilet doesn't lock and one high toilet, that's all. So what is all this? And we spending millions and billions for what? Youth of Lee Jamaat, when you go there, you must spend some of your money on all this here as well. Tell them why we spent 2 days, 3 days, 5 days. Tell them take this money. It's all lilla money. Speak to the trustees there and the guys in charge and tell them that please, this is our sadaqah jariyah. You know you are going out in tabligh. So this is also tabligh. You must remember that. It is akhlaqan. You use the masjid, you sleep there, you use the musalla, you use the water, you use the electricity. So you should be giving 500 rand, 1000 rand, you must remember. It's not a big deal. So you must, that is part of tabligh also. We can't just be mufatiyas, just sleep everywhere, use the water and use the electricity and just make jazakallah. No, we must show our Islamic ethics and character and so forth and so. You the ulama, when they invite us to London and there, they run. Why the pounds are coming? You see that? They invite you all these poor, poor areas. Hey, hardly. I ask them, which Maulvis come here? They say, nobody come here. You understand? Once a year, you'll be lucky if you get one. What's wrong with us? It's all part of South Africa. You don't need visa. You don't need nothing. So we should go to all those poor areas and so forth. Go to the townships and see. What a mess there is in the townships. That people, remember, they can't go to the masjid when it's raining because of the roads and so forth and so. But we are spending millions and billions on mosque. So this time, just to show off. So Ummat, and I told you 100 times already about Uruguay. A country, 4 million, 5 million people, not one single mosque there today. You go and ask Mohan Abdul Aziz Ahmad and them, they just return from there and they will give you the whole report back. You see that from Harrisburg. So you must remember that we can do a lot of things, you must remember. You go there to King Williamstown and so forth. My brother Sheikh Faisal and them are there, Chokwe. So go ask him how many masjids he has put up and so forth. But the roof is missing or the windows are broken. Now there's no money. Imagine, can you tell me in South Africa we don't have money to repair all this here? It's a shame and disgrace upon us, remember that. And we put up 50, 55 masjids here in Lands and Lanesha South and Zakaria Park and here and there and all this. For what you need all these masjids here? Just to show off, you must remember that. So we must get, and life is all about al-aham fal-aham. And all of you who are trustees and so forth, don't sit on your backsides and do nothing. Go and visit those masjids. Go to the wuzu khana. Go there to the toilet and so forth. And go and see what are the conditions. Don't be like those Najdis and Wahhabis. There they just come with the helicopters. They say everything is right for the Hajj. When you go there, you find urinals there. You find that the Hajis must stand and urinate in Ihram. Their brains is like that. You must remember that. Therefore, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for these Wahhabis and Najdis and so forth. Hadith Bukhari. So we must be there to serve the needs of the ummah where it is needed, not where our name and fame and all that comes. That is not needed, remember that. Then Allah will accept, Allah give us tawfiq.
Mufti Sahib, this comes from a non-Muslim person wanting to know, is it permissible to read Ya Wahhabu for permissible things and impermissible things?
My brother Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary, that we're teaching you, you must read the names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala as enshrined in the Noble Quran, Chapter 7, Surah A'raf, verse number 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدُؤُوهُ بِهَا Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has wonderful, beautiful name. So invoke and call Almighty Allah by that. You want your business not flourish. You want to get married. You want to buy a new car. So, or a good used car. So read Ya Wahhabu Ya Wahhab. But you want to have a girlfriend. You want to win in the casino. You want to go there to the escort agency. And you say Ya Wahhabu is haram. They're not permissible. So then the consequences will turn against you. So only, my brother Tom, Dick and Harry, it is for permissible things and not for impermissible and things that are not permissible. Don't desecrate the honorable name of Allah. Look at that. The next sentence. Chapter 7, verse 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدُؤُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِي. Shun those people who corrupt my name and the beautiful, wonderful attributes and names of Almighty Allah. We must shun them, that we must say we have nothing to do with you. So we must love the name of Almighty Allah and love Allah. We must love the attributes of Almighty Allah and show reverence and respect to it and use it only for things that are permissible.
Isab Wednesday is a public holiday in South Africa. It is Heritage Day. What's our Islamic heritage? And many masjids will also be inviting people of other faiths to come and see the masajid. Mufti Saab, what's your viewpoint? What's Mufti Saab's viewpoint?
Islam, there's no, Sharia say? In Islam, there's no my viewpoint and his viewpoint. Islam don't work like that. You must remember. Islam says what is in the Quran Sharif. Islam says what is in the Sunnah Mubarakah. Islam says what the Sahaba agreed upon, ijma and consensus. Islam says we follow the awliyaullah, the great pious people. And Islam says we must follow the four schools of jurisprudence. So that is Islam. No my viewpoint and his viewpoint, that means nothing. It's not worth the paper on what is written there. So we must not get confused with that issue. See, if you just draw qiyas, analogy. Sahuk, you must remember, is dead and buried. So they are finished. But what happens to all the Maulvis who are there with them? Your Jusa here from Joburg, your MJC in Cape Town, your Darul Ihsan there from Durban, Uksa, just exclude Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal because they already resigned from Sahuk, you must remember, 2 years ago. But the remaining members are part of them. They are the same lot. They are the same people who closed our masajid during the COVID time. They went to court and they said, what's the big deal if you miss Jumu'ah? What's the big deal? You must remember, cancel Jumu'ah. The big deal is this, you become murtad. That is what you become. Straight away you're murtad. You must remember that they said you go to the masjid and you make sajda, you'll get the virus. Straight away you're murtad. That is Islam. We don't have to curry favor with anybody. So today, because they were just jumping on the bandwagon for free tickets and so forth, once you close the masjid, you go to the court, unprecedented in human history, Maulvi, sheikhs and imams go to the court to close the masjid. Quran says, chapter 2, verse 114, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. That for them will be humiliation, disgrace in this world. You can see the disgrace. And remember, a horrible, terrible punishment awaits them in the year after. Allah give them tawfiq to apologize publicly. Make sincere tawbah. We all are sinners. There's no such thing. We are not sinners. We are 100% guilty of million, billion, zillion sins. But make sincere tawbah. A tawbah to Mislul Hawbah. We committed vices in private, then make tawbah in private. We committed sins in public, it's wajib, farz, compulsory, mandatory to repent also in public. That is Islam. What is our heritage? Our heritage is the Quran Sharif. What is our heritage? Siratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is our heritage? All the maghazi, all the battles that we fought, you must remember that. Our Islamic history is not written in black and white, it's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, and the red blood of our shuhada, Who in the world today, unless you're a donkey and a moron, then we just discount you. Who in the world today cannot admire the Palestinians and Hamas taking on America, taking on Israel, taking on India, taking on the Arab tenpot dictators, Britain and Europe and so forth, and still standing, and they say, Imma al-ghanima wa imma shahada wa lan nastaslim li ahad. We will fight and embrace martyrdom. We will fight till we take over the whole historical Palestine. But to surrender is not in our vocabulary. Show me one Muslim army can do that. Show me one Arab army can do that. A bunch of castrated leaders, bunch of impotent characters, all of them hapasiks, you understand? Murtad haramis, they are majority of them. So therefore, we have to speak like that. We must go into their brains what we think of them. When you have that love for Allah, go study all the ahadith kitab. Only one place, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I want to come back from the akhirah to dunya. I want to come back from Jannat al-Firdaus to this dunya for one action only. Summa uhya, summa uqtal. Summa uhya, summa uqtal. Summa uhya, summa uqtal. Ya Allah, give me life again and give me martyrdom again. Ya Allah, give me life again and give me martyrdom again. Ya Allah, give me life again, give me martyrdom again. That is martyrdom. Our life is for Almighty Allah. Namus e Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka tahaffuz karna farz aur wajib hai. Namus e Sahaba ka tahaffuz karna wajib hai. To protect the honor and dignity of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Muslim family and his students and companions, the beloved Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, our mother Aisha Hafsa radiallahu anhu. So against the kuffar Shias is compulsory upon us. That is iman. You must remember that. But today you will find the Maulvi and the Sheikh and the Mufti, Mufatiya, telling, no, we must unite with the Shias and so forth and so on. So that is our big problem today. That we want to be, we don't want to be the bad person. Just make little bit Amar bil Ma'ruf. Nahin il Munkar, we don't want to do anything. So we must be very clear on all these issues, yeah? That is Heritage Day of yours. Now you want to open the masjid for everybody. I am posing this question to you Maulvis and you Sheikhs and bunch of Mufatiyas. I can't call you Mufti, you understand? I'll call you Mufatiya. As Iqbal said, Pehle te Mufti masail ka batane wale, ab bhi hai Mufti mufke khane wale, you see. So what you want to open all the masjids for everybody? So that lady will come in with menses, she will come in nifas, she will come in with a miniskirt, she will come in, you understand? The men will come in with their napaki and junub. So who's responsible for all that? You're making the masjid a tourist place or what? If a person is really interested in Islam, give them literature, test them, and thereafter you give them more literature, test them. They will tell you they want the translation of the Quran, you give it to them on the individual basis. Not that you say everybody is welcome. So that's exactly what MBS and them are doing. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on his deathbed during his fatal illness, Akhrijul Yahud wa Nasara min Jaziratil Arab. Expel the Jews and Christians from the Arab Peninsula and so forth. Open Muslim Sharif, Mustafa Ahmad and so forth. They invite the Jews and Christians there. So what are you doing there? So you're desecrating the sanctity of the masjid. Is haram all these things, and the intention also is haram. So remember, you invite that person who's interested in Islam, not you invite everybody and so forth. What they're going to worry about, the respect and the reverence for the masjid and so forth. So be very careful, you trustees and imams, don't play with the sharia. Allah will disgrace us very badly. Allah forbid, Allah protect us.
I mean, we say Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. Already time for a break. We're already 1 hour into this afternoon's two-hour Q&A program. After the break, we continue.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.